This is Tactical Advantage with John Register, presented by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Tactical Advantage brings news, information, and resources to military-connected people of color throughout the Pikes Peak region. Now, here's your host, John Register.
Good Saturday morning. This is Mike Lewis filling in for John Register on this episode of Tactical Advantage. Another day of learning awaits us all. We always want to thank Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center for bringing the great information that we hear each and every week on Tactical Advantage, sponsored by Medicare Mentors, Star Dental Institute, and the Wirenut Home Services. Just want to remind everyone that September is Suicide Awareness Month. Pikes Peak Mission to Zero is going today for its 30th. Year. Veterans will be riding their motorcycles from Green Mountain Falls to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center on a poker run.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And just want to remind you that September is Suicide Awareness Month. Sadly, suicide affects veterans in a large way, and Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center wants to raise awareness and prevention efforts. You can enter the MDH Buck 50 Trail Run. Colorado Springs ultra runner and veteran Tim Gore has completed running 150 miles in the Badlands of North Dakota to raise awareness and funds to help treat PTSD and prevent suicide. Now, you can still donate to the cause, which benefits Mount Carmel's behavioral health programs. Mount Carmel has seen a big increase in treating veterans with PTSD and needs additional resources, and you can help address it. Please, if you can help out, donate to Tim Gore's Buck 50 Trail Run. All you have to do is text 150 to 44321. That's text 150 to 44321. And want to let you know what's coming up at Mount Carmel. Lots of great things happen all month long, every month. But on the way, it's the music program every Monday evening at 5 o'clock. The Art Expression Group meets Monday afternoons at 5:30. Yoga Tuesdays at 5. The Reboot Group on Tuesday evenings at 6:30. Now, that helps veterans and their family members overcome trauma. The Family Art Expression is every Wednesday evening at 5:30. The Women's Veterans Group meets every Friday afternoon from 12:30 to 1:30 at Mount Carmel. And don't forget about Tai Chi, Saturday mornings at 10. It all happens at Mount Carmel. If you want to get a complete list of upcoming events, it's easy. Just go to veteranscenter.org. Now, let's dig into today's Tactical Advantage.
I'm Mike Lewis, covering for John Register, and it's a great honor for me to be here today because we have a wonderful program coming up on Tactical Advantage on KPPF. I want to just remind you that this is all part of the Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, and Mount Carmel offers so many wonderful services for active duty, reservists, their families, retirees, veterans. So if you are a member of that group that I just mentioned and you have not visited Mount Carmel, check them out at veteranscenter.org. Give them a call, 719-772-7000. They're located on the west side of Colorado Springs at 530 Communication Circle. That is not too far off 8th Street.
And let's go ahead and dive right into our first guest today. We've met years ago, but it's good to see you again, Nanette Bredé. She is a retired colonel,
U.S. Army, Community Ambassador for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, also the developer of Prep Connect 360 program at Mount Carmel, and also congratulations, El Paso County Veteran of the Year for 2020. It's good to see you. Welcome.
Mike, it is so good to see you again. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We're going to dive right into some exciting information and news that are going to be helpful for our folks. But first, I do want to ask you, when you were in the U.S. Army, again, thank you for your service. I like to say that. What did you do in the U.S. Army?
I started out in ammunition management, did that for 20 years. And then ended up at NORAD and was part of NORAD right at 9/11 as that occurred, and was on the staff and faculty helping write doctrine and policy for the stand-up of U.S. NORTHCOM and developing those processes and those changes in federal law and defense of our nation following the 9/11.
Yeah, and the country just remembered 20 years recently of that terrible event that happened. And of course, NORAD was right involved in the middle of that when it was happening.
And they were. I mean, air defense of the nation changed from watching outside of our borders to a 360-degree look in an instant.
Wow. Well, I do want to ask you, before we get into the Prep Connect 360, I understand we have a little bit of common when it comes to backgrounds. You actually have some experience in broadcasting when it went back in your college days. Is that correct?
Well, high school and college days.
Nice.
That's my high school, and the public school system actually owned a TV station, and it was run by the high school students and one or two full-time staff members. And so I volunteered there for years, junior and senior in high school, as a producer director for a TV station.
Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. And you've had a wonderful career. Well, let's go ahead and talk about Mount Carmel. And what is Prep Connect 360?
So Prep Connect 360 is a week-long free workshop for transitioning veterans, active duty, and military spouses. It is put on in conjunction with Mount Carmel, and it is totally community sponsored.
Okay, and then who is your target audience, so to speak, for Prep Connect 360?
I would say that our target audience is anyone within 1 year of transitioning to anytime after they have transitioned from the military. So if you are looking for a job, looking for a new career, and are scared of the interview process, Prep Connect 360 is there for you. We offer and look at three different things. One is helping you figure out what do you want to do for the next phase of your life, because the military is no longer dictating to you that you're going to do a specific mission, task, or job. Now it's up to you to figure out what you want to do, Mike. The second thing we do is we spend an inordinate amount of time doing interview preparation to include how to answer the questions like, so tell me about yourself. What was your most painful experience in your last job? Tell me about a time you disagreed with your boss. Tell me what you're most proud of accomplishing.
And that is so important, because the interview process a lot of times is where the hiring official makes the decision if you're going to get the job or not.
Absolutely. They're looking for cultural fit. Basically, if you look at it this way, you spend more time with the guys and gals at work than you probably do with your significant other. So do I want to look at your ugly mug for 8 or 10 hours a day? Do I like your sense of humor? Do I want to work with you? It's about a cultural fit and a sense of relating to that person that really helps cinch the interview.
And you're right. When you go in the military, it is so much different. You meet with a, you know, if you're going to enlist, you meet with a recruiter, you go over the qualifications. If you're qualified, you sign your contract and away you go. Commissioning is a different program, but still there's an interview process in a way, but it's totally different when you go into the civilian world.
Well, and then you are assigned in the military. It has nothing to do about your cultural fit, your fit with that organization, except for your resume, so to speak.
Well, let's dive into the history just a little bit. What was behind getting this Prep Connect 360 started?
So Prep Connect has been around over 9 years. I cannot believe it's been that long ago. But back in 2012, the unemployment rates, particularly for veterans, were double digit and higher than the civilians in the state of Colorado. In working with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center at the time, a couple of their folks approached me and said, would you help us develop a class that will help us meet the gap for those people that were no longer able to go back onto the military installation for services, transitioning services, and the fact that the county at the time, the Workforce Center, did not have any programs for transitioning veterans either. So there was a gap, and Prep Connect was designed to fill that gap. In the meantime, or since then, we have now attracted more active duty people to the class who are looking for something more than the Department of Labor and Department of Defense offer in the way of transition assistance.
Nanette, you mentioned it's a class. What is the length of the class? Is it one day? Is it all day? Is it multiple days? How does that work?
It is a week-long workshop, and it goes from 8:30 to about 4-ish in the afternoon. And I say 4-ish because we also have a networking event on Thursdays where we bring in community partners, friends, and transitioning veterans, and it's a way to teach networking. So why is networking important? Because I knew that was going to be your next question, Mike. It's because 80% of all jobs are found through networking, not from spending all day putting your resume in online to Indeed or Monster or USA Jobs. It's about who you know, and you meet people through networking.
It's been said, I'm echoing what you basically said, but I've heard it many times. It's not what you know a lot of times, but it's an expression. It's who you know, because maybe a company's getting ready to open some, they have some positions coming open. They haven't even advertised them yet. And if you know the right person, it gives you a leg up and gets you in front of the hiring department officials before things get going.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to top that one, here's a quote from the senior mentor that works with Prep Connect, Mark Lillivision. Who knows what you know? Who knows what you know? And those are the people that really have your back and really help you when it comes to job seeking and giving recommendations.
I love it. That's great. That's great. Mount Carmel, many of the programs and services are offered for free if you qualify. Is Prep Connect one of those programs?
Absolutely. Absolutely free. Now, there's a caveat. You have to buy the book, What Color is Your Parachute?
Okay.
After that, we do have some sponsors that have given us money to help run the program, but it is free to our attendees.
I want to just deviate just a little bit and from Prep Connect 360. This is a more general question. I am hearing, and I'm also seeing it when I'm out and about, that in the speaking in the Pikes Peak region specifically, there are lots of job opportunities right now. Is that correct?
Oh my gosh. There are tons of jobs right now in this state, around 50,000 job openings.
Okay.
On a regular basis. So it's the challenge is matching the skill set with the job opening.
Sure.
But this past week, we've had a number of employers coming to us saying, I'm looking for this skill. I'm looking for this. I'm desperate for this type of person that has this type of background. And they'll be, yesterday, they said, we have 80 job openings in that one defense contractor alone.
Wow.
So there are job positions out there, but in many cases, you need a security clearance and you need to have the right background.
Sure.
For that position.
And that's the beauty of Mount Carmel and Prep Connect 360. You're getting all that information. You're putting people together and you're matching the job openings with the job seeker.
Right. And those folks that do that matching the job with the job seeker are the peer navigators that are part of the Mount Carmel team in the transition department. So that's headed up by Mark Smith. And his peer navigators work one-on-one with the transitioning veterans, active duty folks, and those dependent spouses to help them find the right job.
You mentioned that this is basically a week-long course.
Right.
How often does the course meet?
We meet every other month, so it's only 6 times a year.
Okay, so do you need to pre-register?
Absolutely. And there's a little pre-work you need to do before you walk in the door, Mike. You can't just show up.
Okay.
Okay. So our next class is November 29th through December 3rd. And we ask that you pre-register by contacting Mount Carmel. Ask for Mark Smith at 719 772-7000, which is the main Mount Carmel number. We will send you a welcome letter and a spreadsheet you need that asks you a bunch of questions like, tell me about a time you disagreed with the boss. Tell me about your greatest achievement. And we want you to write a little short story about each one of those. Now, here's a secret I'm going to share with you.
Okay.
Those stories end up being beautiful starting points for answers that you give during your interviews. So everything we do is very intentional and has a reason behind it that will help you ace the interview and find that job.
Well, that's terrific. We'll appreciate that little secret. So that's good. Now, you mentioned, Nanette, that this is a community-based effort. Can you kind of go into that a little bit more, explain how that works?
We have about 8 or 10 volunteers that come in and teach different classes throughout the week. Then we have two different panels of experts that come in. One is graduates of Prep Connect that come in and say, you know, there is life after the military. And here's how I survived that transition. The other group is community partners that have resources that help veterans and spouses find what they need if they're in financial trouble or whatever. So lots of community partners. Then we have 10 to 20 employers that come in and conduct mock interview with our students.
Well, that's great.
So you add all those people together and it's roughly 40 to 50 volunteers coming in to support the program.
What is one of your favorite success stories out of this program now that's been around for several years?
I think my favorite success story is a gentleman by the name of Mark. And he transitioned from the Air Force. Notice I don't say retired, okay? Mm-hmm. Because retired has a negative connotation in the civilian sector. Mm. So we use the word transition, which can be very innocuous and mean I've left that job for another position. He transitioned and wanted to run an airport. How's that for a goal in life?
Wow. And, okay.
Right. So he went through the process, and it wasn't just the Colorado Springs Airport, mind you. He wanted to be in charge of facilities at the Denver International Airport. Small goal, and he did the work that it took to get there. He knew nobody in the hiring chain or the city of Denver that does the hiring for the airport. So he spent months meeting people, going to networking events, meeting the next person up the chain of command, meeting the next person next person until he got to know the people in the decision process. And he ultimately got the position as director of facilities at Denver International. And on his watch, they put in the hotel. They put in the metro line that ends at the airport. Holy cow. And he tells the story. His favorite part of the job was driving a snowplow to clear off the flight lines.
I mean, DIA, we're talking about one of the busiest and biggest airports in the country.
I think it's like the fifth biggest, largest or something. It's amazing. Just a small goal. So it's amazing what you can set your mind, make that your goal, develop a plan, and make it happen.
Wow. It reminds me of what is it, the Air Force slogan, aim high.
Yes.
And he did.
And he did. He really did.
And all that started by him going to Prep Connect 360 and spending some time at Mount Carmel.
Absolutely. That's how it started.
Wow. So just dream your dreams and
let's see what we can do to make it happen.
All right. Terrific. I know you mentioned this earlier, but Nanette, for those folks who may not have had a pen ready, let's go ahead and tell people they're sitting there. They're saying, I got to be part of this. I want to join Prep Connect 360. I want to be in that next class. I don't have my calendar open in front of me. It sounds like it's the week after Thanksgiving.
It is.
So how do I join? What do I need to do again? Give
okay,
us the information.
Mike, so first of all, you are qualified to join us because you have been a reservist, right?
Yes,
in the Navy. Wow. So next time you're between jobs, feel free to come back and join us for Prep Connect.
Okay. I listened to everything you said. I'm transitioning. So I caught the nuance.
So we would love to have you join us for Prep Connect 360. The next class is November 29th through December 3rd, 8:30 to 4 o'clock at Mount Carmel, but you do need to pre-register. To pre-register, reach out to Mark Smith at Mount Carmel or the fabulous folks that run the front desk. And the phone number there is 719-772-7000. So let me give you that number again.
Please do.
719-772-7000. It's a great class. We get fabulous feedback. We help build your confidence when it comes to finding the next job.
Take advantage of these resources. And again, the interview process, you can always tell when someone had prepared for the interview. In my mind, I knew when someone came in there, they were ready to go. They did their homework, what I call their homework, and the person that just kind of showed up. So it makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. You no longer can you walk into a job interview without having done research and knowing your audience.
Exactly. Because you're selling yourself, basically.
Absolutely. That's exactly what a job search is about, Mike.
All right, Nanette, good to see you again. And again, congratulations on being named Veteran of the Year for 2020.
Thank you, Mike. It has been such a pleasure being here today. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And again, Nanette Bredé, a retired U.S. Colonel, currently doing some great work at Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. This is Tactical Advantage. I'm Mike Lewis, in for John Register.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage with John Register.
And I'm Mike Lewis. You are listening to Tactical Advantage, sponsored by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. John Register is off this week, out doing some very important things, and I am so humbled and honored to be able to cover for him this week on Tactical Advantage. Let's move into our next segment. I'd like to welcome in Quentin Finney. He is the Director of Caregiver Programs, Veterans Path, and that is a partner organization for Mount Carmel. He's also a United States Marine Corps veteran. Quentin, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Mike. It's my honor.
All right. Well, before we dive right in, I always like to ask our guests who are veterans, tell me a little bit about what you did in your service.
Sure. Make a long story short, born and raised in the great state of Indiana, couldn't wait to get out. 2 weeks out of high school, put my feet on the yellow footprints in San Diego and started my career as a Marine. Spent 14 years on active duty in a couple of different ways. I was a staff sergeant when I took my commission, and on the enlisted side, I finished as a KC-130 navigator, and then did my payback tour after my commission as an air intelligence officer with combat service in Bosnia. So lots of lives on the air and ground side and the enlisted and officer side. And it was a great adventure. Hung up my uniform almost exactly 22 and a half years ago.
Thank you for that. What a great story, by the way. I think of a better place to go through basic than going to San Diego. I've been there many times and it's a wonderful place.
Yep. It was a great start. And oddly enough, I started in San Diego, but I finished close to Parris Island at the air station in Beaufort. So got both of those too.
Nice. Nice. Sounds like you had a great career. Well, thank you for your service. Well, let's dive right in to why we've got you here. Veterans Path. What is Veterans Path? And then how did it come to be?
Yeah, thanks. Veterans Path actually started north of San Francisco in Marin County in the Bay Area. And really, you know, the two founders were committed to hoping to stop the war, had tried during the Vietnam era as well. And when they saw that there was not going to be any way to prevent this particular war from happening, they just became committed to helping heal from it. So if there was no way to stop it, they were committed to healing from it. And thus Veterans Path came into being.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're going to have plenty to say about this next question. What are some of the consistent challenges you're seeing that are facing veterans that you're serving?
Over the course of the last 12 years or so, we've seen a lot, actually, with some consistent through lines beyond the ones that most people are aware of in the context of PTS and moral injury, survivor guilt, et cetera, MST, beyond the things that are more commonly talked about, there's also the aspects of transition that affect someone when they hang up their uniform. You know, it took me a while when I hung up my uniform after 14 years to recover a sense of identity, right? So there was the loss of identity of the way I'd looked at myself. We see that often. And then also just a sense of loneliness and isolation. Like we hear often that the communities that veterans return to don't always understand the military experience. There's not a large population in some cases. You know, Colorado Springs is kind of special because there is a heavy military community. but a lot of veterans end up, you know, they might be 450 miles from the nearest Veterans Service Center or VA hospital. And so there's a sense of isolation too. So we see a lot of people dealing with isolation, loss of identity, and then just a challenge because now we have to do things for ourselves we didn't have to do before, right? Now I'm responsible for making my own dental and annual physical appointments, et cetera. Whereas before it was like, hey, Tuesday's your day, be there at 0900, right? That's not true anymore. So we have to do more things for ourselves, and just learning what those are can be a challenge.
There's something as simple as what meals to eat. I mean, you show up and go to the chow hall and there it is. You know, you got a selection in front of you. Now, what am I going to cook for breakfast, or am I going to go out to eat? You know, something like that.
Three hots and a cot evaporates overnight.
All right. Well, we're so happy that you're there helping veterans, and Veterans Path exists. Would like to go ahead. And by the way, if you just joined us, we're talking to Quentin Finney. He is the Director of Caregiver Programs at Veterans Path. That's a partner organization for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. Well, mindfulness is a component of what you offer, as I understand it. When you talk about mindfulness, what do you mean by that? How does it work?
Yeah, thanks for the question. You know, a lot of what you see being discussed in the open arena, you know, if you Google mindfulness, you'll get overwhelmed with results pretty quickly. And it talks a lot about present moment awareness. So there's a lot of value in understanding what's happening in the present moment and regarding the experience without judgment. And then there's a way to take and apply some of the skills that are being built there, basically cultivating a witness to our own thoughts and how they can get in our way. You know, I know you talked today as well with the person who stood up Prep Connect 360 with Mount Carmel. So that's one of the programs that we're partnering with Mount Carmel to help a little bit with, you know, mindset aspects of preparing for job interviewing and how you show up, how you prepare, how you relate to the stories in your head that are being said about what may or may not happen, and how you can even do that dynamically in the moment. Just watch the stories that the brain loves to tell that get in our way of being successful, and then relating to those in healthy ways. So thoughts can be there, but we don't have to track them. And that's some of the skill sets that we help relate. So practical applications to the civilian experience as well.
Yeah, you know, Quentin, when you were describing mindfulness, I've had the pleasure to speak with folks on this issue and similar topics, and they talk about something as simple as meditation in the morning. And again, I think you mentioned it, quieting your mind so that you can be present in what's happening.
Yes. You know, a lot of times we get lost in a history and a legacy of nows. You know, I'll be 55 in November. I got a lot of nows behind me, right? And sometimes those previous nows can confuse the particular now that I'm in. So the experience can get blurry. And so coming into a sense of where we are now and being able to tell when we're being influenced by things that are already past or things that haven't even happened yet, that's a really important skill to build. So mindfulness is more than just quieting the mind. You're never going to get rid of thoughts. It's building the ability and the capacity to witness our mind and relate to it in a healthy way, and one that's supportive instead of destructive, because a lot of times the stories that our mind tells us just get in the way.
And I would imagine, as you kind of talked about just for a little bit, veterans or active duty right now that are getting ready to detach and move on to their next chapter in their life, if they were involved in combat issues, they could have PTSD. I've seen it over and over again. I've talked to a lot of people that work with Mount Carmel. That's huge. And this is where, if you have that issue that you're dealing with and trying to move forward in your life, again, that's one of the ways that you can use, as I understand it, to help get you moving into a better chapter in your life.
That's absolutely correct. And a lot of what we do incorporates nature-based activities as well, because, you know, when you sit in a room in your house, the walls can feel very small and constricting. And there's a lot of a sense of freedom and liberation with more space. And so getting out into nature, understanding how to relate to the things that definitely happened. You know, there's no denying the things that we participated in took place, but there's no opportunity to change anything that happened either. And so, like, learning how to see these stories, and just the mind loves to replay them over and over, to replay and see what different outcome might happen, et cetera. And that can be disorienting. It can be overwhelming. It can be overloading. And so sometimes really the important thing is just to find a place where someone can feel safe, like where I can feel safe. right? Some place where I can sit and just feel the breeze on my face, feel the sun on my hands, see what I can see in this beautiful state that we happen to live in Colorado, what I can smell, what I can hear, and all the things that come through the senses that let me know I'm not where I'm thinking about. I'm actually somewhere else now, and bring me there instead of into the past.
Terrific. Would you like to just do a little bit of differentiation about the programs that Veterans Path offers, and then, you know, compared to some of the other well-known organizations?
Lots of value. And, you know, we have great partnerships with other organizations that do other kinds of programs too. And sometimes it's really powerful to interlock what we do with what they do. And particularly in the case of, you know, turning toward the inner experience, sometimes I say we're trained as military members to do the counterintuitive thing, to turn toward the sounds of chaos and engage. And we do that in an external way, and we do it without thinking about it. And, you know, sometimes those are the experiences where we've hit trauma that we carry with us for the rest of our lives. But we're not so good at turning toward the inner experience, right? We feel the chaos and the disruption and you know, just the volume of things that are happening inside, and we don't have a lot of training to work with that. And so there's a lot of value with things like going out on a river, either a whitewater rafting trip or learning fly fishing, et cetera, and then layering on top of that external experience, how to work with the internal experience in the mind and the heart.
Quentin, would you please share a short impact story that you have?
I think one of the most powerful ones off the top of my mind was several years ago, approaching a decade now, someone who had, you know, was a veteran struggling, self-medicating trauma with drugs and alcohol, started dealing drugs, had been in and out of courts, and came to the place where the court was like, hey, you're going to do something different or you're going to go away for a long time. And this person found themselves in a Veterans Path program coupled with addiction recovery support. Person was able to change the relationship with their mind and how they related to their own trauma and the traumatic experience they carry with them. Ended up finishing their college degree, going further through law school, passing the bar, and now, as part of what they do, work with veterans courts, supporting veterans who are struggling in the way that they were when they started their own journey. So I won't take full credit for any of that. You know, we are a tool in the toolkit that supported this person's journey. I know that that was something that they hold very dear, and they still are a critical supporter for us now in their new life.
As you tell that story too, talk about a turnaround, talk about success. You take someone who found themselves at one end of the criminal justice system and literally now is at the other end. And also, because this person is an attorney, they probably have more empathy for some of the folks that they are dealing with than maybe an attorney who has never found himself at the other end of the criminal justice system. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I really think it's such an amazing and powerful story, because one of the other things that that we as veterans can struggle with is, you know, what's my use? What's my purpose? How can I serve when I hang up my uniform? And so Veterans Path, we're also about helping veterans find new paths of service. And this is just a really good story about someone who is able to do that.
Terrific. Well, what is the best way if you want to engage with Veterans Path? What does someone who's listening to us right now need to do?
Either visit us at veteranspath.org and just sign up so that we know who you are and we can let you know about our programs that are happening in the Colorado Springs and greater Colorado area, as well as we have some national programs. And our own pandemic impact included virtualizing some of the programs that we used to do in person. So there's broad-based access to programs that are available. You can find us at veteranspath.org or drop into Mount Carmel. They know who we are and how to get in touch with us as well.
You raise a good question, Quentin, that I wanted to go ahead and dig into just a little bit more. This is on KPPF, Tactical Advantage, but it's also a podcast. Podcast means that folks could be listening from other parts of the country. It sounds like Veterans Path is also available for someone, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe who doesn't live in the Pikes Peak region. Can they still access your program?
Absolutely. And I would encourage anyone to do so, especially, you know, one of the areas we're a little bit unique is more than half of the people that we support are women veterans. So we have programs that are designed specifically for women veterans, and a lot of those are delivered virtually, so it's location independent.
All right. Now, Quentin, is there anything else about Veterans Path that you would like to go ahead and share with us that perhaps I haven't asked you?
No, not at this point. Just really grateful for this new and growing relationship that we have with Mount Carmel, and grateful for the support that we have from them as partners, and looking forward to what we're able to do together in the future.
One other thing, back to meditation, because I understand that you struggled with insomnia at one point in your life. And did meditation help you get through that?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. I was introduced to meditation in middle school, actually, by, at the time, my preacher's son. I was struggling while I was walking that fine line between academics and athletics and struggling with insomnia. And he was able to introduce me to a practice that was called body scan. I didn't know that it was a meditative practice for years afterwards, but it was the kind of a practice that helped me shift out of that insomniac stage down into rest and digest so that I could rest, because unrested, you can't learn and you can't perform in athletics. So I've carried that with me since.
Well, you've heard the expression, there's nothing like a good night's sleep. If you don't get a good night's sleep, you're not going to have a great day the next day. And I think we all can agree with that.
Absolutely.
All right, Quentin, it was great spending some time with you. Again, thank you for everything you're doing with Veterans Path and partnering with Mount Carmel. And you have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. Great to be here.
All right. You are listening to Tactical Advantage. I'm Mike Lewis, in for John Register. This is KPPF.
Stay tuned for more valuable information on Tactical Advantage on KPPF.
If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage to make sure that you have the right options. Call Rich Lewis at Medicare Mentors at 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance at no cost consultation for military connected service members. Committed to advocate for you today and all of your tomorrows. Proud sponsors of Tactical Advantage. Heard every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on KPPF. It's time to smile again. At Star Dental Institute, Dr. Gary Moore and his staff specialize in general dentistry, dentures, and orthodontics, as well as sedation dentistry and dental implants at affordable rates. With COVID-19 restrictions being lifted, now is the perfect time to visit Star Dental Institute, Colorado Springs' premier full-service dentistry office and one-day denture service center. The message is basic. It's safe to come back to the dentist. To schedule an appointment, call 719-597-7979 or online at dentalcoloradosprings.com. Star Dental Institute, proud sponsor of Tactical Advantage. In today's tough economic times, it can be hard to make sure you're working with companies that have your best interest at heart. Because of this, you can count on the Wire Nut to go the extra mile to make sure that you and your investments are protected. You can trust the Wire Nut for licensed HVAC technicians, master electricians, and plumbers. The Wire Nut is your complete home service company. They strive to make sure you are comfortable in your home and that your home is safe. Call the Wire Nut Home Services at 719-465-5902. Online at thewirenut.com. Proud sponsor of the Tactical Advantage.
Now, back to Tactical Advantage.
And I'm Mike Lewis, in for John Register on KPPF, and you are listening to Tactical Advantage, sponsored by Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. So excited to have our next guest with us. His name is Kenny Bauer. If you are a resident of Colorado Springs and you get the local newspaper, the Gazette, you may have read about him more than one time. All good, by the way. That's important, because sometimes when you're in the paper, it's not good, but this is good. Kenny Bauer, welcome to our podcast. It's good to meet you.
Nice meeting you, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, you have quite a military career. And we, first of all, thank you for your service, what you've been through, what you've done for your country. You are from Los Angeles, I understand, before you joined the military. You spent some time there. A little bit of time in Arizona?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then, so what made you decide to join the Army?
What made me join the Army was nobody else answered their door, but a failed baseball career also helped me guide my way to that military path. Left for a minor league professional career and ended up failing at that and didn't know what to do. So came home, saw the embarrassment on my parents' face, who had spent most of my childhood getting me through baseball, and went to a recruiter's office, and everybody but the Army was locked. So walked into their office and said, let's sign up.
All right. I've got to ask you your minor league baseball career, because at this radio station, this is an aside, we broadcast the Rocky Mount Vibes.
Oh, wow.
So, low A baseball. So what position did you play?
I was a catcher.
I was a catcher.
Played in the Twins organization behind Joe Mauer. So
nice.
Definitely.
You know what? That's a hard profession. So you went for it. You tried. And, but what you accomplished in the Army is amazing. And we're going to jump into that. Now, I understand you have been awarded the Purple Heart twice.
Yes, sir. Three times.
Three times. Okay. Thank you for correcting that. So tell me, what do you feel comfortable as far as sharing that part of your story?
The first time was a mortar attack in Iraq. 2004, I received shrapnel to the left arm and left face, and I was returned to duty that night. After that was the very severe one that in October 2nd of 2004 left me paralyzed in a coma for 33 days, paralyzed for 6 months. And I had to be, I was technically considered dead for 97 seconds.
Wow.
That one took a long time to recover. And then after that, I received one for a concussion.
For what you've been through again, thank you. I can't imagine for the folks who have not been in combat, who have not had an injury like that you experienced. We can only imagine what you went through. But again, thank you for your service. You are a disabled combat veteran. And by the way, you were a sergeant first class in the Army?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I finished my military career as a sergeant first class.
And what was your duty and job in the Army?
I was a combat engineer. I considered infantry on steroids, okay. So to speak. Pretty much infantry tactics, but an expert in explosives, demining operations. Over the time of the global war on terrorism, combat engineers took up the route clearance aspect of war, I guess you could say, and then also more advanced breaching techniques. So a master breacher for later on in my career, assault forces, different other special operations aspects that I was able to do.
Mm-hmm. When you joined the United States Army, was that before 9/11 or after 9/11?
It was after 9/11.
So when you joined, you knew what you were getting into without a doubt, because the country, we just remember 20 years. Can you believe it? It's been 20 years since that happened, that terrible event. Anyone who went in before 9/11, because I was in the military before 9/11, things changed. It was a different, you went to duty the next day. You knew things changed. It was no doubt in your mind. So when you went in the military, you knew you were going in serving a country that was at war.
Absolutely.
And deploying.
Funny thing was, we were only in one war at the time when I went to basic training. I was sitting in reception for basic training, and I can remember the drill sergeants turning on the TV, and the Iraq invasion was about to kick off. And it was at that very moment they looked at us and said, things are changing. You need to get your head right. And some of you are going to leave here in 4 months and be right in the thick of it. And they weren't lying.
Yeah. And you were right in the thick of it.
Absolutely.
So you deployed to both Afghanistan and Iraq.
Afghanistan, Iraq, and I did a tour later on in my career in the Horn of Africa.
Let's go ahead, for the benefit of those who are listening right now, who may be suffering from PTSD issues, because maybe they received injuries. You've gone through some of that. You've been injured and you've recovered. Tell us about your recovery, and maybe someone who's still struggling right now, give them some hope.
I struggled at the beginning with things. I struggled greatly with depression. I struggled with the use of narcotics for pain relief, for sleep, just to get by every day. And I had an epiphany one day. It was a day of wake up where I knew that I can do things better, or there are better ways to do things. So I went and I flushed everything down the toilet, everything from the Ambien to the Percocets to the Mini-Press to suppress my nightmares, anti-anxiety meds. I shoved everything into the toilet and flushed it away because I did not want to take medications anymore to become better. There had to be a better way. I was in a very unhealthy lifestyle at that moment in life, and I was embarrassed and ashamed of who I was. So I did a lot of soul searching, a lot of reflection, and found healthier ways to cope. Everything from eating a little better, being a lot more active. That's where it was for me, was becoming more active. Everything from not just the gym, but getting out, exploring, traveling, seeing things, opening my eyes to different parts of the world, different parts of the country, different parts of my own self, mm-hmm. which was completely eye-opening. And I know that I still struggle to this day with certain things. And if I don't stay active, some of my anxiety kicks back up. Some nightmares come back into play. So when that happens, I stop right then and there and think, how can I change, and what do I need to change at that moment to become better so that I'm not falling down a dark hole, because we all can. It's inevitable that we can, especially those that have been through combat and seen the things. We can all struggle and fall into the dark hole, and we just need to be aware that it's happening. It's more of a self-awareness thing.
Sure. Do you have a support group, or do you have fellow soldiers that you can reach out to sometimes if you do need help once in a while?
Yes, actually, the unit that I got wounded in, we created a support group for one another. Because during that time, I mean, I think the last statistic I looked up for that unit, like 37% of people are not alive anymore. And that's a great deal for how big that unit was. And we're trying to create a cohesive unit and a support system for each other. So we created an alert roster. We have email chains. We have a Facebook group where we can just reach out. You know, they did a reunion just this past June for the unit, and people got together and were able to like reconnect and now have a bigger, even bigger support platform.
Well, it's good to know and to hear that you've got support out there. People are helping each other, and that for those folks who are still struggling with something that may have happened to them in the military, there's hope. There is a future. You just got to reach out and grab it.
Absolutely. There is. And that's the thing is because everything is individual based. We have to take those steps because, I mean, we were all in the military at some point or another, and we're very pride and egocentric. Mm-hmm. So it's hard sometimes to put that aside and ask somebody for help. And that's something we have to do.
Sure. And I understand the military aspect about, you know, are they going to think less of me if I ask for help? And that's not the case.
No, it's not. And help is there. There's so many things out there for veterans, for combat vets, for veterans in general, that all they have to do is put it down, put aside their ego and their pride, and just ask, and it's there.
Kenny, you mentioned that a high percentage of folks that were in your prior unit have died.
Yes.
I think 37% you said?
Yes.
That's a high number. Have you ever dealt with survivor's guilt, that you yourself are a survivor? Is that something that you've had to struggle with?
Yes. 2005, end of 2005, it really hit. I did try to take my own life because I questioned still being here when the others couldn't. I was in a very, very dark headspace at that moment in life. I did deal with it. Funny thing is, with my profession now, a firefighter that responded to me that day came to my hospital room and sat with me on his days off to let me know that it was okay and that like people that were there for me.
Well, I'm glad that what you attempted to do didn't work, because you've got such a bright future now. We're going to talk about your new life. So you've went from serving your country, the United States Army. You mentioned firefighter. That's your current profession.
Yes, sir. I got out of the military without a plan. Ended up doing a season as a hotshot to honor one of my great friends growing up. Unfortunately, perished with the Granite Hills hotshots.
Okay. Would you like to mention his name?
Andrew Ashcroft.
Okay.
I did a season there, and, you know, I had just gotten out of the military, and I got out just because I deployed multiple times and the hotshots were on the go constantly. So I decided that wasn't quite the route I wanted to go with firefighting.
Okay.
So I ended up pursuing a structural firefighting career. Finally got my opportunity, and I joined Fort Carson Fire Department.
Okay.
And I've been there for the last 5 years, trying to serve those that serve us and protect our community and give the best product to our customers. So,
just for the benefit of those folks who don't quite understand, maybe they've heard the term before, when you talk about hotshot crew, what does a hotshot crew do? What does that entail?
They're considered one of the elites of the wildland firefighting realm. So we have the smoke jumpers who will jump into the fires, start cutting line and all that. The hotshots will walk in. I call them the rangers of the wildland firefighting realm. They walk in, and they walk in 20 to a crew, and they start working. They chainsaws, hand crews, they start cutting line. They start trying to build a perimeter around the fire in the most rigorous terrain that you could ever imagine. Hills, mountains, everything. And they do it as fast as possible.
That sounds like an extremely dangerous job to have.
It is. It really is.
Mount Carmel, have you had any dealings with Mount Carmel?
I have not To be honest, okay. I've heard about him. I just have not had any dealings with him. Been very interested to get my hands involved and get involved with him. Okay. I just never knew where to begin.
Sure. Well, we can give you the information right here. They're actually off 8th Street on Communication Circle. So if you, you're doing wonderful, by the way, and it's great to meet you and talk about a success story going from what you said that you were, what, clinically dead for maybe over a minute? Is that how you
said
it?
Minute and a half.
Minute and a half. Wow. Okay. So you have been where a lot of us have never been before. And looking at you right now, you look like you're in great shape. You're serving as a firefighter. So it means you have to be in physical condition to be able to go in and fight fire. So your recovery and turnaround is awesome. And I want to commend you for that.
Well, I really appreciate that. There were bigger things for me in life. And I knew that. And my family at the time, before my parents perished, they had goals for me after they accepted me in the military. And I wanted to obtain those goals. So that's why I didn't want to get out right away.
I see.
And then I also, when I got out, I wanted to serve the greater good. I wanted to serve a cause bigger than myself. That's why I wanted to go into public safety, especially the firefighting realm. I mean, who doesn't love a firefighter?
Sure. And the nice thing about being a firefighter, you're on Fort Carson now, correct?
Yes.
Well, there are firefighters in every community. So if you did decide you wanted to go to another part of the country, we have firefighters in all 50 states, obviously, and cities throughout the country. So you could take that skill and deploy it somewhere else.
Absolutely. I could. I have to, right now I'm in a position where I have to consider my wife and kids too.
Oh, absolutely. We're not trying to run you off, by the way.
We're
glad you're here serving our community.
I love this community.
If someone is interested in becoming a firefighter, I've got to ask you, what are some of the things they need to consider and skill sets, and what do they need to do?
There's many things. There's always the recruitment process, applying, figuring out where you want to be in. I mean, when I first joined, they said test everywhere throughout the country. Mm-hmm. So there's a testing process, an application process. Then you have to go through some background information and checks. You'll have the psych evals. Some departments will do a polygraph, but then the oral boards, those are always a big thing. Oral interviews. And then from there.
Well, all right. Well, thank you for that. But I do want to ask you, Kenny, in your off time, I understand you like to swing the club.
Oh, yeah. Picked up golf as a way, because I love sports. Picked up golf to keep me driven in the sport realm. And I haven't put them down since. And, you know, I took a break for a few years and missed the game and picked it back up a couple years ago and actually learned about the Veteran Golf Association, where a lot of vets can go and, and golf. And you don't have to be a Tiger Woods. You could shoot 140 and still have fun and meet different vets and, you know, win prizes based off of your handicap and score. And
yeah, you won, I understand.
Yeah, I actually, last year, it was my first year on the VGA, and I won the Wounded Division's flight for the state of Colorado. I won the Colorado tournament because they didn't do a national tournament last year due to COVID, unfortunately. Right. So I won the state of Colorado's tournament last year, and that was pretty fun. And I want to get back involved in it. Just a little busy this year. I joined the FEMA organization as a search and rescue specialist. So
I understand you like to cook. What's your favorite dish?
Oh, my favorite dish. I love to make a big spaghetti, which is kind of like a lasagna, but I love to make a baked spaghetti with my own little twist in it. So
sounds good. All right. Maybe we'll have you back and you can bring lunch to DJ and myself.
Absolutely.
Producer. All right. Well, Kenny Bauer, it was a real pleasure to meet you. Thank you for everything you're doing for your country when you were serving and what you did and what you're doing now. You're still serving on Fort Carson. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, very
and
much.
And Mount Carmel.
Well, thank you. And again, three-time Purple Heart recipient. And wow, you've had quite a story. And you were listening to Tactical Advantage. But by the way, I promised Kenny I would let him know, and I'll let everyone know how they can reach Mount Carmel. Go to veteranscenter.org. Go to veteranscenter.org. Again, Mike Lewis in for John Register on Tactical Advantage on KPPF. And just want to remind you that September is Suicide Awareness Month. Sadly, suicide affects veterans in a large way, and Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center wants to raise awareness and prevention efforts. You can enter the MDH Buck 50 Trail Run. Colorado Springs Ultra Runner and veteran Tim Gore has completed running 150 miles in the Badlands of North Dakota to raise awareness and funds to help treat PTSD and prevent suicide. Now, you can still donate to the cause, which benefits Mount
Mount Carmel's behavioral health programs. Mount Carmel has seen a big increase in treating veterans with PTSD and needs additional resources, and you can help address it. Please, if you can help out, donate to Tim Gore's Buck 50 Trail Run. All you have to do is text 150 to 44321. That's text 150 to 44321. And want to let you know what's coming up at Mount Carmel. Lots of great things happen all month long, every month. But on the way, it's the music program every Monday evening at 5 o'clock. The Art Expression Group meets Monday afternoons at 5:30. Yoga Tuesdays at 5. The Reboot Group on Tuesday evenings at 6:30. Now, that helps veterans and their family members overcome trauma. The Family Art Expression is every Wednesday evening at 5:30. The Women's Veterans Group meets every Friday afternoon from 12:30 to 1:30 at Mount Carmel. And don't forget about Tai Chi, Saturday mornings at 10. It all happens at Mount Carmel. If you want to get a complete list of upcoming events, it's easy. Just go to veteranscenter.org now.
This has been Tactical Advantage with John Register, heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. on KPPF, presented by Mount Carmel Veteran Service Center in partnership with Medicare Mentors, Wirenut Home Services, and Star Dental Institute. Listen to the companion podcast on kppfradio.podbean.com.